And we're back to porn.
Yeah,
we've,
I mean,
we've come in a circle.
It all comes back.
I the other day got a hair up my butt, and I
and we're back to porn.
Right back.
Welcome to Sit-Talk, everybody. Sit-talk, I was once introduced Sit-talk. To somebody as the Goat Fluffer, and my name is Kendrick.
You were what? My name's Kyle, and I did not have heard that story before.
My name's Joe, and I don't think I've ever been introduced as a fluffer, but I'm up for the task.
And I'm Kevin, and I'm thoroughly fluffed.
Good for you.
Wow, that's probably one of our better intros of the entire series.
Indeed.
314 episodes, and that was a good one.
That'll teach us to not just improvise 99% of the time.
The first 320 are pretty lame, but it picks up right after 330.
For the record, it will not teach us, because we will continue to improvise, because that was improvised.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I went to a party in college once, and it accidentally went to the wrong apartment, because it was that one of the apartments that had identical locations, identical, like, stairwells, and I went two instead of three, and I walked into a guy just sitting there in his underwear, playing Xbox, and I was like, oh, sorry, he's like, wrong apartment, and I was like, yep, and then I left, and I went to the right apartment, and carefully knocked, no answer, knock again, no answer, I'm like, alright, well, fuck it, can't lose twice, go inside, and the guy's just sitting there, he's so stoned, he just didn't really, like, acknowledge that the door was a thing you had to deal with, right?
Was that the right place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And everyone else was in the back room smoking more weed. But I asked, I was like, "Is I'm in the right place." He's like, "Yeah, bud," because I knew the guy. He's like, "This party." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Where is everybody?" "Oh, well, they're in the back getting ready." "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm the goat fluffer." And it's like, I mean, okay. So, no, they were just smoking weed. He was having a laugh.
I was like,
we actually had the same thing happen to us, but on the other side, and this crazy drunk girl swore she was going to her apartment complex, like to her
right.
room. Like four or five times one night, she kept coming back to our door saying, "This is my apartment. Why are you people?
No, you'll notice that we live here.
Why are you people here? And why'd you rearrange my furniture? What is going on?
Why did
like,
you bring
why is that
all
the
of your
second
things
thing you're
here?
Worried about?"
Like four or five times she kept coming back and we're like, "This is not your room, lady. Like
you don't live here.
Like we can't explain this over and over again.
I don't know how to tell you this."
She needed to get like a memento tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a little bit less drunk.
Yeah,
no, I guess
she was pretty gone. I don't even think
it's
it was only alcohol. It was multiple things.
She was turnt.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that drinking isn't a mouth-based video game, Joe?
It's oh, my God. That's not even Memento. That's college humor?
Yeah, it's the Derek
comedy.
Derek Comedy, yep. Yeah. Which is, what's his name?
Childish Gambino.
Donald
yeah.
Glover.
Donald Glover is the name I was going for.
Yeah.
DG.
I've been seeing people post on the social media what it looks like to be the advent calendar for each day. Someone's posted the same thing, but for each day, and it's him from Community opening the door. I'll post the picture somewhere here. It was just funny. It's just shit posting. It's just
That's
it's
awesome.
All everything's shit posting. It's all shit posting.
the
I don't
internet
know. That was
just shit posting.
The internet is just a shit post. Kendrick Evans, 2021.
And for porn.
Shit posting.
Porn I've been watching Dennis play Resident Evil 7 Biohazard lately.
Oh dear.
Oh nice.
And you're starting to watch it and you're like, man, this is a really crazy game. Like it's like very unlike all the other Resident Evils. And in about a third of the way in, it's like almost exactly like every Resident Evil, but in a really cool way where, you know, like you have your shotgun and you have to get like a better shotgun and then you like end up picking up like a flamethrower at one point and like a homemade grenade launcher and like a it's pretty cool though. I think it escalates pretty well and got a pretty cool story. Well, not story, but it's got a pretty cool series of events that happen.
Is it like Resident Evil like 1 and 2 or like 5 and 6 where it's like action based or is it like horror based?
It's kind of actually more like 4.
Okay.
Like, but from a first person perspective, like it's kind of more focused on Like it's still like puzzle solving and like finding the keys and like finding the little key items and putting them in the correct positions and stuff and figuring out what they do. Like you'll pick something up in the very beginning, I think, that like you have to use it to cast a shadow in the wall in the shape of a spider.
They're called, like, I kind of feel like that's more early Resident Evil rather than like the.
It definitely felt like that too. Like they have the whole like I don't know how many. Did the other games have like the combining stuff where but it was pretty basic where you just like, combine an herb with
crafting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would just like, you know, you'd get an item and you'd get another item and then you'd select the combine option on one of them and mix them together. Mm-hmm. Usually with herbs, but like sometimes with the it wasn't really until like
the herb.
I think Resident Evil 4. And then, like, the remakes of Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3, where they started doing things where, like, you had to actually investigate items and, like, check them and move them around and find, like, an interaction option with it.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the coolest parts
of this one. That was always cool.
Yeah, I 5 and 6, I felt like it was nothing but quick time actions. Like, super, you had to pay really close attention because if you missed the button, you'd die.
Yeah,
this one's definitely more like watching a really long horror movie, which is really cool. Like, you're in this crazy house. You don't really know what's going on. They're referencing things that are kind of familiar to Resident Evil, but not really. It's like a different director. It was like, I want to do a Resident Evil movie. And then, like, did his own thing. And they're like, it's like, you know, the Spirits Within? It's like that, but if it was good. Like, if someone did what they did with Spirits Within, but made it good, like...
I see. Yeah. So nothing like Spirits Within.
Yeah, but it's the same idea in the sense of. Like,
no, I'm giving you shit. I totally get you. I just have to dunk on the Spirits Within for some reason.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's definitely one of the horror games. So like, if you know Kendrick, you're probably not gonna be playing it ever. So, but.
I'll buy it for anybody. Just let me know.
It's really cool to watch. I say like. If you're watching like Jacksepticeye play it or some nonsense like that.
So. You know, I'll watch Jacksepticeye or Markiplier.
Markimoo.
Play in just about any Vidya game.
Yeah.
Vidya game. Yeah. But yeah.
Vidya game.
Yeah.
Vaginal game?
Nope. I guess I'd probably watch that too. But.
And we're back to porn.
Yeah,
we've,
I mean.
We've come in a circle.
It all comes back.
I the other day. Got a hair up my butt, and I
and we're back to porn.
Right back. I subscribed to Xbox, PC, Game Pass, whatever.
I was really worried you were gonna say Pornhub, and it was like, okay, we're just going for it now. Apparently, but all right.
You have to subscribe to that. It's free, man.
I know. That's what I was gonna tell you, but I was gonna let you finish your story first.
No, it's like. They have a deal going on. I don't know if it's now, but like you pay $1 and you get like 3 free months of it. And I've been wanting to play Forza Horizon 5. It just came out. It's like it's like an open world car racing exploration RPG.
Open world racing game. It's like real life, but no liability insurance.
Yeah, and it's like exactly my type of game. I love it. I love it so much. But I didn't want to pay $60 and. So I paid $1.
Nice.
And
How much do you really love something if you're not willing to spend $60 on it?
No, there's a
good
chance
fired.
I'm actually going to end up buying it at the end. But I also
just test drove it?
Yeah, I'm test driving.
Well, it's a car game.
But the cool part is I also downloaded Bug Fable, which is like a Paper Mario clone. Psychonauts 2, which I've been wanting to try for a while because I like.
I've heard only good things about Psychonauts.
Yeah, 2. Psychonauts. That's good times. That's Double Fine, and then a couple other games too. I'm trying to think of Halo Infinite. Downloaded that. Haven't tried it yet.
Nice.
But like 5 or 6 games that cost $60.
Yeah,
I can
you got
try
the
them out.
Halo Infinite like single player mode.
Yeah, like the campaign.
Shit. Oh, that's cool.
So. I have a feeling when it runs out, I'll probably ditch it. But it is only $10 a month, which I find really impressive because these are like $60 games and I have 5 of them downloaded.
Interesting.
So,
I don't understand
I'm
how that works at all.
A little too graph.
But I'm not necessarily against it. It's like, how do they afford to do this? I don't understand it.
Because like, I don't cost understand how you guys make to money. Manage a digital game.
I'm
yeah, I guess that's true. They're not shipping plastic. Well,
and look, $10 over a longer period of time is going to net you more money, I guess. But like, in most,
they're probably calculating their EBITDA.
EBITDA.
Most people are like going to forget their subscriptions.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is I feel like that's kind of the thing. You get it for a dollar. You get a bunch of stuff for basically free. That you normally would have to pay an asinine amount of money to get all of that. And then they're kind of betting on you having that exact attitude of, yeah, it's only like 10 bucks a month. And if you lose access to it, I don't mind paying 10 bucks a month every now and again. And then you just kind of do that. And eventually you've spent thousands of dollars.
But for savvy folks like you, Kevin, you get to like take advantage of it in a way.
Well,
that
yeah,
you actually,
yeah.
Only someone like you actually can, where you play that games. They actually,
but even on top of that, it's like, well, I put a thing in my calendar reminding me to get rid of it if I'm done. But while you have access to Game Pass, while you're paying for it, you get like a 25 or 30% discount on the games. So on top of
dangerous.
Like getting to
so
try
you get
them,
11% back.
You can buy them for cheaper than what you'd usually pay for.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I was like, kind of cool, man. And I could, like, if I turned on the Xbox, I could download the games there too, which is,
you have an Xbox?
Yeah, we bought one for Pat like 5 years ago, and he doesn't play it. It was like a Blue Larry player for a while, but Allie also played Minecraft on it for quite a while. That's like where she learned to play video games, I guess.
Nice.
Hey, what the hell happened that Microsoft became the good guy?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's like,
I feel like
why I brought
it's
this
not
up.
That they became the good guy. I think they stayed basically where they are,
and
everybody and
else
moved
got
past.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they kind of the Game Pass lets you download any game, or is it just a select set of games?
I think it's a select few, because they like give you a warning, like, hey, you should try these games before they leave. But the crazy part
yeah,
is,
yeah, so
too,
it's exactly what PlayStation's been doing for
yeah,
PlayStation Network
absolutely.
For a long time. And PlayStation Network is how many, 12 months in the year? $70 cheaper. $60 cheaper, sorry.
I don't know.
Because
so
you pay $50 for a year.
The cool part
they're
is...
They're also doing that... Oh, go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I'll say real quick. But they actually partner with EA, and you can download a bunch of EA games too, but through Xbox. So, like, you can get EA games along with your Xbox Pass. So you get PC games, you get EA games, you get you can play them on your Xbox, you can play them on computer, it doesn't matter. Like, it's all over the place.
Interesting.
Somehow Gabe makes money still, right?
Oh yeah.
From
yeah.
Valve?
Oh yeah. Always.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I'm unclear
well,
on how,
Steam
but I feel
actually
like he's
the same kind of deal, because I play Sea of Thieves, which goes through your Xbox account.
Right, but through Steam too, right? Like
you, but
bought
you have to
it.
Go yeah, so you do it through Steam, so they have that partnership with that too.
Yeah.
When I,
as long as Gabe is still making money, that's all I care about.
Gabe will always be making money. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
we're still like right in the middle, or at least the ass end of the winter sale. Like, the dude's making more money than we'll ever see in our lifetimes.
I'm pretty sure his like great grandkids will be richer than they can possibly imagine.
Yeah. Well, the I was just gonna say, because like I still haven't upgraded past the Xbox 360, but for a long time I had my gold account, and they were doing this thing where they would just have like a random game that you downloaded, and when you downloaded it, you owned, like I have this huge library on my 360 of shit that they just threw out there. Like, I have Dark Souls 1 and 2, and I got 4 free because I was paying like 10 bucks a month to just have an account and play online. And it's just, I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they justify it. They're just like, yeah, no, it's like, I guess the monthly billing has to be.
Well, I mean, you remember, basically, when they're selling a game, especially if they've already paid off the R&D and development, like general development costs, it's all free money. Like, mm-hmm. It's the servers, and the servers are the same, really, that to host the downloads, regardless of how many games are on there. It doesn't really fucking matter.
That's
so, like, it doesn't really cost them anything to give you that game. So, literally any money out of you is profit.
Yeah.
Right, especially for, like, single-player games. There's just, like, it's free. It's just data on a hard drive, right?
Yeah.
But they still
and they got a lot of hard drives.
Oh yeah, so many.
At least one.
Oh yeah, one really big one, like the size of a Buick. like one of those big Buicks, you know, like a LeSabre.
A LeSabre?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah,
that's what I fucking said. Guys, I am so excited. Spider-Man comes out this weekend.
Spider-Man! I've been meaning to watch. I gotta watch that one. Also, The Witcher.
Oh, really?
Oh, the next season?
Yeah, that's like coming out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, what, the 18th?
I know. It popped up. I was like, oh, hey, it's out. It's like, whoa, what?
I guess I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to catch up. Kate wanted to watch the first season, so I don't think she's gonna. But I might have to watch that. Although I also still haven't finished Cowboy Bebop. So,
what are you thinking of it right now? Because I guess it got canceled, and so
it did not get renewed for a new season. Yeah, I've watched the first few episodes up in Bailey, distracted and whatnot. But I'm like kind of savoring the last episode, like a sweet that you don't want to eat, which is kind of dumb. But also I'm too busy. I've been stupid busy the last couple weeks. So I just haven't got around to finishing it, and I want to, but I adore it. I love it, and it's fantastic.
Do you kind of get what I was talking about with the quirkiness stuff, like the weird non-human conversations and stuff like that? Like,
I get that, and I've seen some people calling it too Whedon-esque in its dialogue, but it doesn't bother me for
some
reason.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed it, so... It didn't bother me either. I thought it just reminded me of the weird quirky shit that I already like. So I was like,
yeah, no, yeah. It was probably the best adaptation I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Especially of an anime. The aesthetic was perfect. The music was perfect. The Pierre LeFou episode was fucking weird and uncomfortable, and I hated it, which was perfect. No notes. That's what we were joking about when we were watching up in Bailey over Thanksgiving. We watched an episode and we're like, no notes. That's exactly what I wanted it to be.
No notes. Yeah, that's
nice. Yeah, you're like, I got nothing. Do that more.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of sad it got canceled, because like nobody will ever get to see what Cowboy Bebop could have been. It's like,
I'll Firefly. Be honest, I had no expectations of it ever having a second season.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
I had no expectations of it having a first season. So, like, anything was good. But yeah, that's...
Happy to be out of the basement, right?
I mean, just living in the fridge. No, I just don't have the words for it. It was good. I enjoyed it. I never expected it to get as far as it did, so any episodes at all are a victory. And I think that's kind of the attitude a lot of the people making it made. You know, like, we never thought this would see the light of day. So the fact that you even get to talk about it, to be sad about not having a second season, is just a win.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Apparently they're going to try to make a One Piece anime, and I think... what I read made sense, where it was like, sometimes they choose anime that's just too, this is like basically just a cartoon character who's driving the entire plot, right? And so like where anime adaptions can really fall down is like when you have that kind of, what do they call it? There's a type of anime that's basically like, you know, the Naruto and the Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. And those are the ones that I think have a lower chance of being successful. When you have ones like Samurai Champloo or Cowboy Bebop or things like Death Note, are when you really get a chance to kind of put that like real element into what an anime like has, you know, to make stuff real and bring it to the like big screen kind of feel, you know.
I think I would like to see a Trigun adaptation that is pretty loose, because there's lots of weird shit in Trigun we don't necessarily need. And I would also like to see an Outlaw Star adaptation.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And Tenchi Muyo just for the softcore porn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Agreed. And on that note...
Nice.
I think that's a great place to land this motherfucker. Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Please, I would love to get to a point where we have more listeners than recording, like, artists on this podcast. So share with your friends. If you have a friend, tell anyone on the street. Just find somebody, grab them by the scruff of the neck. Just make them listen to this. I don't know where I'm going. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Shake them. Shake them hard.